Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Also, number 23, Anthony Davis.
Oh, my God!
We would like both Tatum and we would like Jaylen Brown. For that, you get Anthony Davis. If I'm Danny Ainge, you know what I say? Bleep yes!
You know what?
Right now! Can I take you back? I want to take you back to 2007.
Tom, the players are graded after every game, correct? Are the coaches graded?
I'm not sure where you're going with this, Scratchy. You're finding a way to just squeak me a little bit, which I'm not enjoying.
I was like, oh, I just can't. And he, you know what, Skip? He rubs me some kind of way with all this stuff.
Right now.
Jeez, where's the music?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Red Sox in the news today. Apparently, they're looking to dump some salary. All that money they had to spend the other day for Nathan Eovaldi. Apparently, they need to open up some money.
Some cash.
We've at least kind of moved on a little bit, I guess, from the Miami game a little bit. There's still some people that are a little bit confused as to what you could have done, and you know, and they're moving it around. And then we have the crazy Pittsburgh Steelers who are having all sorts of issues down there. It's going to be a good week. Pittsburgh Steelers week.
Good.
It's going to be real good.
It's going to be real good.
Real good. Let me go to Brandon. Brandon's calling from East Hampton, New York. What do you got, Brandon?
Hey, I love your show, fellas. I think the reason probably Christian isn't offended by Jeff Mendoza is because he's watching The Bachelorette on Sunday night instead of Sunday Night Baseball.
On Monday, by the way, so it's not a problem. And it starts in January. And the guy that's going to be The Bachelor, which starts in January, is a former football player. And he's a virgin.
Who's that?
He's a virgin. No, he admitted that he was a virgin.
He might admit it. No, please.
No, he said he was a virgin.
Really?
Yes. Admit it. Why would you admit that you're a virgin?
I don't know. If you want to be nominated to the Supreme Court.
If you want to be on The Bachelor.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, maybe you do.
Adds another angle to it.
Yeah, another one of these wussy tight ends that goes and scrapes his knee and they got to get an ambulance out there.
Hey, you'll know if he is when it gets down to like the final, like whatever it is, like say six. And all of a sudden he comes in and says, I found the woman. I just need to propose to her now.
Yeah.
You know, when they have like the alone time date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm no longer a virgin. That's my wife.
Lou, they call it the fantasy suite. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You figure
fantasy
it out. Lou is such a fraud. He acts like he doesn't watch it.
So they're going to put like
he's watching it just like I am.
I casually follow it.
So they're going to put casually. Oh, please.
They're going to put a 30.
Sitting right there next to your wife, watching every episode.
Casually.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they did that.
Even worse.
He's such a jerk.
I watch Sunday Night
Baseball. He's watching it by himself. It's even worse.
Danger sex.
So they're going to put a 32-year-old virgin in this fantasy room?
No, he's not 32. He's like 23 or 24. Yeah, he's a virgin.
Okay.
Like that. This. If you're whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get into it yet.
Get something tonight.
You know what?
You don't buy that, do you? It's TV. They lie all the time.
No. He's a virgin.
They lie.
Why would you lie about that?
I don't know. Les Moonves lied. They all lie. All of these guys. All
these
TV
girls get
lie.
Closer to him. He freaks out. He was in the NFL, and they're making a big deal out of it. He didn't. Well, a hot minute. Not really in the NFL. Like he never really did anything.
Is it possible? Maybe
he's
gay.
And he's a tight end. He's a former tight end.
Who knows?
That's fine too.
Maybe that's part of the show. Maybe that's part of the show.
When is he going to come out? That type of deal?
Yes.
No. If he's on the show, like they're going to have to kind of do the nasty.
Let us know when it starts. When does it start again?
January.
Let us know. I won't be watching it. Here's Paulie and Detta. What you got, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, boys?
Hey, what do you say now? Paulie. What do you say now, Paulie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
pretty good, my good man. Lou, I don't care what anybody says about you on baseball, that last guy. I listen to him at all. You are the more worthy to listen to anybody in this whole one.
Well, next year when I do a $1.62, I won't talk as much.
You talk baseball.
You're going to be tired.
All right, Paulie. What a shame. Paulie, thank you, Paulie. I really want Paulie on the cell phone.
I really wanted to know what you had to say, bud.
He said all he needed to say. I was great.
What a shame.
That's all I needed to hear. Thanks.
God, I hate it when that happens.
But every time there's like bad space, lose mouth, he can run.
Here's Jerry in Brookline here on OMF. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry. How you
doing? I'm wondering if any of you guys remember during the broadcast, after the 2-minute warning, I think on the play where Gordon got the call for the pass interference, either Fouts or Eagle mentioned the fact that they didn't think the clock had ticked down on the play. It was like a minute 51 left in the game, and they made a point about, well, now the Pats can't run the clock out because, you know, there's a minute 51 and it's not going to go down to zero if they just sit on the ball for three plays. Do any of you remember him mentioning the fact that on the Gordon play they don't think the game clock moved?
No. I don't remember that. I don't.
Okay. I mean, because I distinctly remember that, and I don't have the game taped or anything where I can go and see what the...
Six seconds.
Yeah, we're gonna
I got it. 6 seconds.
It didn't move?
No, it moved 6 seconds.
Oh, it moved.
Yeah, 156.
It did move.
156.
It moved.
To first and goal at Miami 7, but there was a penalty on the play. So,
right.
So
it stops the clock.
6 seconds. Yeah, 6 seconds. That's right.
So he was wrong. I mean, but he definitely said something to that effect, and since nobody's made a big deal out of it, I figured he was probably wrong.
So there was a timeout by Miami before it, so the clock wouldn't start until the snap. Right? And then the pass play took 6 seconds, and then there was a penalty, and they stopped it.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, great. You know what? We're going to put you on hold. Ryan, explain the rest of the game to him, please.
Oh, please do.
Thanks. Perfect.
Boy, people are just into this game.
The clock stopped. There was a penalty, and they said that there's not enough downs to run the clock out. That's what they said.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
That was one of, what, 26 errors Fouts had in the entire game? It's terrible. Huh. Kevin is in Westboro. Hi, Kev.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you, Kev?
I just wanted to say to Lou that we got to give you some slack. I think what you have that Jason Witten lacks is personality.
Well, thank you.
I think these calls. I think a lot of people now want these old players, and even though Witten knows football and he's a Hall of Fame great, he just doesn't have that personality. And I think the more I listen to Booger McFarland talk, the more I think Witten and Tessitore completely suck. So, that's about it. And Jessica Mendoza is pretty hot, and I feel like ESPN's going down that route.
They're very sexist.
They're attractive women to I don't know, they sound like Fox News to me now.
Very sexist.
It sounds just I wouldn't say she's
very sexist right
there.
I would say
she's more like she's cute.
Okay.
Guys, when you listen to the radio games, a little silence is golden.
Yeah.
It is golden. It is golden. I like silence.
It is golden.
We should take like a silent break. Like at 5:18 or something like that for 30 seconds.
Let it breathe.
I would like to see if you could actually go through a whole show, just not like a week, one show. You know what? How about an hour without interrupting anyone?
All right.
Callers, me, Lou, all of us.
Too tomorrow. Late today. Maybe tomorrow.
It'll be like my Christmas dream.
3 o'clock hour.
What is that?
It's the medication. The medication settling. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock hour. How's that? Okay. Want to do that?
We'll let it breathe.
3 o'clock.
We'll call it the Let It Breathe.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see if Ordway can do it.
Right. 3 o'clock.
You won't be.
And if not, though, what is this? Like, is there suspension?
It's a penalty?
Do you have to do it for the rest of the show?
Well, you can come up with something. But if I can do it, I erase that $100 that you keep on mentioning that I owe you.
Nobody owes
every other freaking day.
I'm in a different time slot. I don't think
I'm in because the odds are not very good that you can accomplish this goal.
Well, let's see.
3 o'clock hour.
Let's see. You know, I didn't think you would last all those games with Everett. Oh,
I
you
did.
Didn't. He left.
I did.
Left. You drove him out of the booth. Here's John and Medford. Hi, John and Medford.
Howdy, guys.
It's John and Medford.
How are you?
Great, John.
I want to talk about this Bob Nightingale report.
Yes, sir.
It basically, what I see is it basically gives the Sox pieces to work with in a deal. And the first move I would make is San Francisco has been hinting that they may want to deal Madison Bumgarner. Send Porcello and Bradley to San Francisco for Bumgarner.
I can't do it.
Well, I mean,
John.
What?
So if you trade these guys away, what Lou was trying to explain to you, and apparently probably weren't listening at that point, is if you trade these guys away, you can't bring big money players back because the idea is, according to the guys who are following this team nationally, the Red Sox are trying to cut money right now. Cut money. Slice money out of the budget.
Okay.
So they're going to bring back draft picks or whatever so that they can, minor league players.
Yeah. Sure.
Potential talent.
Especially in the case of Porcello because you're essentially thinking Eovaldi takes the place of Porcello. Bumgarner only makes $12 million, but, John, he's only got 1 year left, which puts you in the same category of, okay, now we still got to deal with Bumgarner at the end of the year with Sale and JD and everybody else.
Yeah, these aren't blockbusters. These are deals to unload money so that you can spend money on your bullpen. What did the three-way – what's the three-way deal I hear with the – the Yankees, the Mets, Syndergaard, the three-way. Yeah, the three-way.
How does that work?
This is not the Bachelor.
How does the three-way work?
No. Not the Bachelorette.
Ask your bachelor friend. He apparently
doesn't know.
He's not aware of that.
He has no clue.
Syndergaard. I don't know.
Who made
the
that decision?
Syndergaard of the Yankees? I don't see that.
Who made that decision to bring a bachelor on one of those shows?
It was intriguing. It was like
a 24-year-old virgin.
There's never been, like, you know, because isn't it kind of a challenge for the girls now, the bachelorettes, to try and, like, see if they can break him, win his heart, and
maybe
force him to have sex?
Here's Joe in a car here on EEI. What's up, Joe? Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going
on? Hey,
what's
Joe. How you doing?
Louie, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you, Joe?
Hey, I want to talk about the big fight going down.
What fight?
The big fight between you and Tim Neverett. When I get to keep that job, I think he's going to pound you down. What do you think about that? Who do you take in that fight?
I'm taking Neverett.
Who's the fight? Me and Tim Neverett?
Yeah.
When I get to keep that job.
He's already lost his.
No, but he wants another opportunity for him to keep his job. He wants to keep his job.
I think he's the favorite. I think he'll pound you down.
Who, me?
Yeah, I think he's going to pound you down. What do you think about that?
Oh.
You got anything to say?
Yeah. You
got anything to say?
Yeah, I had something to say about that,
you
Joe.
You got anything to say?
You can fight very well.
I tell you what, Neverett is fighting back. Neverett's army is calling now.
I think what Joe's trying to say is that baseball players are wimps. I'm going to translate that for you.
Baseball players are wimps, and you look like a beta male.
Okay.
Joe's got jokes.
Tim Neverett has
got
his people right now.
Speaking for Neverett.
They are calling in. Look at this. They all want to attack Lou.
What did Lou do?
What the hell did I do?
Oh, how much you lift, Maloney?
I'm not management.
Wow.
How much you bench?
He's got a problem with management.
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back. Neverett's army is lighting up the calls here.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
A loud ovation last night at the TD Garden for Anthony Davis. And you know the reason why?
It's black.
He had to be white.
Nope, because Celtic fans know there's a possibility, as slight as it might be, that Danny Ainge might be able to acquire him somewhere down the road, so they wanted to welcome him in.
I thought they cheered for Gordon Hayward because he was white.
I'm looking at this right now. I'm looking at all of these national articles. Nobody is talking about this or writing about it. So when it happened to Gordon Hayward and he came to the Boston Garden, it became national news, right?
Yeah.
Right? And when Kevin Durant got the standing ovation, which I was at the Garden that night, so I can tell you they were loud because they wanted Durant to come to the Celtics. I don't remember any stories about that. And there are no stories nationally. ESPN, I'm looking at all these different sites. There are no stories out there.
What about Bomani?
I thought
Bomani Jones had it all figured out when they cheered for Gordon Hayward, right?
Everybody's out here talking about Gordon Hayward. The Celtics seem like a destination for him because, you know, Brad Stevens coached at Butler and Gordon Hayward, you know, coached at Butler. And all I'm saying is, if I ask you to look at me and say that, you will bust out laugh. You could look me in the eye and tell me that's the reason why we're having this damn conversation.
So we already have a relationship. He's familiar with his coach.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we talk about here. That's why y'all. That's why the people in the crowd are clapping. Yep. You know,
yeah, I know,
and I know.
So here's
exactly why Gordon Hayward gets those claps in Boston.
Right, and we also know why
he interrupt for an hour. We just play a sound just to try to listen to Bomani, and he's interrupt the sound three times.
I'll kill it for an hour tomorrow.
I didn't even hear.
I just trying to play sound to remind people what Bomani said about Hayward. You just try to cut Bomani sound off.
You know,
whenever you think about cutting in,
3 o'clock
tomorrow.
What medication you can take?
No, there's no silence. You can't just butt in. No, he does need medication. But here, listen. Every time you think about talking, count to 10 in your head.
One.
And
two,
then it'll time out.
Three.
Good, good. And then Lou and I will have a conversation.
Five,
we'll talk about things that are
six,
of our interest to us.
Seven.
How
eight,
the Patriots. And then you go.
The point is that
ten.
It just.
And now I go?
It exposes Bomani more than we didn't really have to. But they're cheering guys on, like Gordon Hayward, because they know he's a free agent. There's a lot of talk about him coming to town. Just like Anthony Davis, they're cheering Anthony Davis. But Bobani wants to make it racial, which to me makes him racial.
Well,
racist.
You know, and I know.
Because that's in his mind.
That the only one who got a standing ovation that he commented on was the white guy.
Yeah. So let me ask you, though. Did Aaron Bain speak afterwards? Or did he feel disrespected? Did they were cheering for Anthony Davis like Jay Crowder was?
No.
Anybody feel disrespected? Yeah. Did Al Horford come out and say it was disrespected?
Yeah, but Crowder was the only guy that was actually even uptight about that in the first place.
Yeah, because it was, you know, obviously for his role.
Yeah. They're going to take his job.
So before the game, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
I think it was a sound of disrespect to me from the fans. That sparked a little fire.
Yeah, so that did motivate you.
Yeah, of course.
And you.
So did it bother like Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum because they're rumored possibly to be in this deal?
So can I
know, right?
Nobody else pissed about this or what?
Can I bring up one more? Because the Adam Jones story, when Adam Jones claimed that somebody in center field had tossed out a racial slur in his direction, even though we never found out anybody and there were no other witnesses and nobody else heard anybody else do it, it became a major national story, correct? It was on newscast, not just on sportscast. So in the last couple days, Leonard Fournette, the Jacksonville Jaguars running back, claims that a fan used a racial slur at him in Nashville. He has teammates now who are supporting him and saying they also heard it as well, including, by the way, go ahead.
Well, so just to add to that, I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Thank you.
I'm going to work on not doing it again. But I actually believe Fournette because if you saw the video, which I think you did, from the sideline.
They're witnesses.
He was going nuts. Like, he wasn't going to sit there and walk into the locker room and just tell somebody. He was going to jump over the railing and go handle it and finish it himself.
They were witnesses.
What do you mean they're witnesses?
He had other players.
What about other fans exposing this one individual in the stands for yelling
him out? Well, call him out?
This is quite interesting because the story is on ESPN. I mean, not on TV, but it is in their website. But do you hear the same type of reaction that we got when the Adam Jones thing happened? I mean, in this case, it sounds to me like there are witnesses, certainly other Jacksonville Jaguar players and members of the traveling team that heard this. I don't see the big, huge deal. It's not all over news or whatever. So when people talk about in Bomani Jones and others and Michael Shea and everybody just throw racist with Boston in that same sentence, you wonder why we get pissed off, why we get defensive about it. And we are very defensive about it. Why? Because when it happens in other cities, and it's an awful thing when it does, why aren't you referring to it in the same way you do here in Boston? And when you're talking about what happened at the TD Garden last night, why aren't you referring to it in the same manner that you did with Gordon Hayward? Right? Is that fair?
No, listen, I agree. And that's why, like you said, people get upset about it. And they sit there and they just listen to people like Bomani Jones, who has the right to go on a platform and say the only reason why Celtics fans are interested in Gordon Hayward is because he's white. And that we're all racist. And none of us care about whether we think he's a good basketball player and he's a free agent and could help us. You know, so you sit there and you get upset about it. And then people say, why are you getting so upset about it? The only way you get upset is if you are a racist. It shouldn't bother you. The guy's on ESPN saying it. Meanwhile, he cheered for Anthony Davis last night. Like you said, Leonard Fournette and all of his teammates, like yelled in all those guys that came out and said, yeah, we all heard it. We heard it actually all game long from behind the bench.
Yep.
And then walking out again, we all heard it.
Yep.
Nothing. Nothing. You can't find it anywhere. No one's discussing it. You're right.
Because it's Boston. Why is this not a major story?
Pardon the interruption. I don't see Leonard Fournette there.
So then don't tell
it's
me.
Not Boston.
So don't sit there, Bomani Jones and Michael Shea and all these others who are saying, oh, we don't do it just because it's Boston. We do it because it happens in Boston. No,
Boston
it happened in Nashville.
It's such an easy
witnesses.
Boston is such an easy target.
Now, let me ask you this.
You know they are.
So the Titans apparently are working to identify the fan. So they're going to review. They're going to talk to other people that were seated in the section. And they're going to review the tape and everything else. All right, so you think they're going to identify the fan that yelled it to him? I do. I think they'll actually identify a fan who did it because there's others around him.
Why not?
Right? People will out him out. Yeah, I heard him.
Why not?
He yelled it.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean,
why not?
Well, that's usually happens. That's what always happens.
Right.
In every
because if Leonard Fournette can hear it and he's going to react to it, and he's basically, I'm paraphrasing here, tell the guy that was yelling and hollering and cursing at him and using all those racial slurs that he was going to come over there and kick his ass
right.
and beat the crap out of him.
Right.
You think
so? They were
going to. You think that type of emotion would just come from maybe a misunderstanding? Because wouldn't it be like, oh, wait, what? Say it again? Wait. Oh, so I did hear it right the first time. Like that, then you're, then the flame starts going. Then you start getting really angry. That's the way it works.
Listen, I think you should absolutely do something to the fan. Throw them out, never allow them back, and embarrass them. That's one way. You want to stop it? Throw the name out there.
Point them out.
Point him out. Throw the name out
Maybe
there.
Maybe he's got a fall guy.
You think somebody's going to do it again with jeopardizing their career, their job, everything else?
I'm amazed they're doing it, period, quite frankly. It just, at this day and age, like, if something like that is going on, most people usually react to it now. Like, they just do. It's just too sensitive a topic. It's like there's you have a lot of support, and even if you're not sure, they expect you to say something.
Will Saturday Night Live make a joke about this?
No, Glenn, stop it.
They won't.
It doesn't. Listen. You know that if it's because it's Boston. It's,
right.
Boston, easy target. I mean, look at the situation. They just put this on a platter. The Gordon Hayward thing was put on a platter for him. A white guy, you know, relationship with the coach. That doesn't matter. Just because he's white. That's it. And then Bomani Jones, talk about being a chump. I mean, just using that and like running with it without no real knowledge. I've been in Boston every now and then. I've been in restaurants before. No, it's like our guy from First Take. It's the same old thing. Same situation.
And the thing is, the Kevin Durant thing happened before the Gordon Hayward thing happened. And yet he wouldn't listen to anybody who told him they did the same thing in Boston for Kevin Durant. He was with OKC at the time. They did the exact same thing.
When you think about it now, it's how silly it is.
Silly.
It's silly,
but
you took advantage of the situation. You ran with a hot take.
But do you understand why we're defensive? We live here. This has been our home. And we're certainly not shy about talking about the 60s and the 70s, where this town had a lot of racial issues. Okay? You're from Southern California. Maybe you see it differently when you come in here.
No.
Matter of fact, I like the way you see it, because you come in here and you see, I've been all over the country. I don't see Boston any different. You've said that.
I don't see it any different. And believe me, it's not like just because I grew up in L.A. doesn't mean, are you kidding me? How many riots and how many like charity flag football games I played in, high school charity games I played in because of riots or racial tensions, like every single year. So when I hear, I'm like, I mean, it's good luck. Good luck trying to make that. I'd say you blame Bomani Jones for this more than anything. To me, that's a
well, your buddy Bomani Rob Parker's no better.
And I'm not surprised either. I think it comes with the territory. I think there's just a lot of, you know, hatred towards Boston for a lot of different reasons.
Was it Rob Parker? Was he the one that claimed that he walked into a restaurant?
We had him on, remember?
Near the car show.
Yeah, he never told us what the restaurant's name was. Because if somebody did that to me, I would remember what the restaurant name was.
And so he claimed that everybody turned and looked at him. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Because he was black. Is that the one where the music stopped?
Butterfly State.
Are you
kidding
me?
Butterfly State.
Yeah,
and he said it was near the garden.
Yeah.
What a liar.
We should start.
What a liar. Just made it up.
I don't believe him at all.
I mean, you guys walk into restaurants all the time. I do. Do you walk into restaurants around the garden or anywhere in Boston where suddenly if a black person walks in, everybody gets up and looks?
Music usually stops. DJ and everybody's like, what? What? Oh, black guy coming into the bar?
It's out as day in the night.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time.
Oh,
quick sidebar.
What do you got?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
I like sidebar.
So, to get off a serious topic, here's your next bachelor, okay?
Oh, squirrel!
His name is Colton Underwood. Let me just read
His name is Colton. This is the virgin guy?
This is the virgin.
Colton Underwood
26,
is the virgin?
Was best known for his candor when speaking about his virginity and had America standing by him when he discussed the sensitive topic during his emotional breakdown on The Bachelorette.
I want proof.
The Men Tell All reunion.
Please.
It's a real thing. You're going to tune in.
No.
Who's gonna take it? Who's going to take his virginity? We should start having bets.
I told you. It's going to be one of those, what do you call those things, fantasy nights? And he's
going to
end the show.
Suites.
Yes, because he's going to sleep with a woman and be like, oh, my God, that was amazing. She's got to be the one.
That can't be good. Like, if you're a woman, do you want to be with a 26-year-old virgin? I'm just curious. I mean,
can I just ask
call
you?
It off with some ladies.
This show is on what network? What network is this on?
ABC.
Okay. So why haven't they... Because let's face it, ABC has limitations to what they can do. They're governed by the FCC, so there's only so much they can do. No, why haven't they gone to HBO, Showtime? Why haven't they gone?
And do what with it? What are you going? What's the difference
with the Bachelorette?
And do what?
Where it's a little bit more interesting.
Oh, so you can see what's really going on in the fantasy suite. Oh, you won't get real off. They're not in it for the right reasons. Then it's got to be.
Get rid of for love.
He's treating it like it's a religion over here. Oh, my God.
They're not in it. That's what they say.
Oh, I'm taking
yeah, they're not in it for the right reason. They're not in it for the right reason.
Just take a break.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room that you know is there. You're a virgin.
Yes.
What's going to happen with Fantasy Suites, Colton?
I'm waiting for someone that has the right heart. I'm waiting for to be madly in love with somebody. So if that happens by the time Fantasy Suites comes around, so be it.
So it's not about waiting for marriage for you. It's just about waiting for that right person.
Yeah, it's about finding the person that's for me. And okay. That's going to, you know, obviously share a very special moment.
Did
she actually say we're talking about the elephant in the room?
You have never had sex in your 26 years old.
I'm just looking for
someone
with the right heart.
Yeah, oh. That's what it is. It's about feeling comfortable, Lou, right? It's about, like, you know, trusting someone because you're going to give them the most precious thing in the world, your heart and your virginity. You got to be able to handle both.
This is going to be the dumbest show.
I can't wait. There's going to be some minx out there that's just like, is like on the prowl, just like going to attack him. He's not going to know what to do. He's going to be attracted, but he's going to be afraid because what do I do? She's probably more knowledgeable than me. Of course she is because I've never done anything. And there's going to be the one silent, cute, little, like, you know, librarian who's just, you know, safe. And he's going to go for the crazy one.
All right, we just found out that Tim Neverett actually made a scene, apparently, on the PA system throughout the entire radio station. We just got it in, the tape. Apparently, he made a big, huge scene.
Associates and management, I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help.
Alex Cora?
Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bogus write-ups and my job. Management.
Oh!
I'm like, holy shit.
Oh. Wow. And with that, Tim was gone.
Cheers.
That's it. Tim was gone and the new broadcaster alongside Joe Castiglione.
Cora was ripping him?
Cora was ripping him. I thought the Red Sox and Cora were nice. Assistant manager.
Kind of dig, isn't it?
Of course that was it.
Oh, yeah. That's not giving him his true title. He's really a manager, right? Field manager?
That's true. I don't know what he called him there. But I mean, it wasn't Barstool video of a guy at Walmart. That was really an effort, right?
As far as we know, somebody dropped it off to us, and they told me that it was Tim Neverett.
Well, I heard
the
Cora snub in there. So.
Yeah, so it must have been Tim Neverett.
I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here.
The fact is that I'm surprised he didn't
Minahan
do something
and Neverett
like that.
Combined powers. They're going to do a podcast together.
Oh, that'd be good.
We just figured it out. That's his next job. He's going to be the co-host of Kirk Minahan. What do you think?
Neverett and Minahan.
Yeah. Schlopping.
Hi, I'm Sporty R. McKenzie.
Tim and Kirk.
Maybe Tim's got like a Kirk dark and side, and like maybe it'll work.
Yeah, Kirk and Tim.
Maybe he's been suppressing all this anger because he's working with Joe, and, you know, Joe's so professional. He's like a legend in the business.
Well, the quotes he gave Chad Finn today, usually when you leave a job or, you know, you...
You burn the bridge.
You don't burn a bridge, right?
You don't burn a bridge?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
No.
You don't burn the bridge.
No, you don't burn the bridge.
Oh, damn it.
Because you never know. You know, plus he said he loved being right there at Fenway Park, right? He just loved it.
He actually lived in the shadows.
So maybe you get the opportunity sometime down the road. Maybe you can come back.
He'll be back.
I came back.
There you go.
All Sports Talk WEEI here in Boston and all of our New England affiliates.
He'll be back.
He'll be back too.
Trust me.
What's
he's
the over
coming
under?
Back.
Two years?
Kirk?
2 years?
Yeah. Or never.
Kirk. Year and a half or two?
Year.
Six. I'm going to go
January 2020.
Yeah. January 2020?
After the Super Bowl 2020. Wow. So like February, he'll be back. On the air.
Yeah, just in time for the start of the Red Sox season. Mm-hmm. That'll work out.
Perfect.
Yeah, everybody will love that.
You're right. Maybe November 2020.
I'd say you got to place it at the right time during the course of the year. All right, this segment. It's being sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepting donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here.
I'm amazed that everyone was like applauding him. Like people were listening to him.
Yeah, they're fired up.
They're applauding him. Like what if he was a really what if he was a really crappy worker?
Apparently he wasn't.
How do you know?
No, here's the thing. What they
that's his analysis.
No, listen. If you're walking around Walmart and some all of a sudden over the PA system that happens. When it's over, what do? Do you put your head down like, oh my God, what was that? No, you said to go, yeah, that was awesome.
Can I speak to his manager?
Woo-hoo! Do it again. Yeah.
Christmas shoppers, we have layaway available for you for the holidays. All right, that's going to do it, boys, for today's episode. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Oh, well, hold on.
Big hour announcement. Tomorrow.
Big hour tomorrow.
Big right. hour.
3 o'clock to 4, okay? You are not allowed to interrupt anybody. You are not allowed
callers?
To step over. I just want to see how long it lasts. I tell you, you don't have 10 minutes in you. That's it.
Is there a local bar? I want like them to bring in drinks or
maybe
something.
Maybe I'll just
drink. You think you're going to drink less if you're in a cigar? It's like...
Loose lips.
Yes. I mean, he starts telling, you know secrets.
Dad, tell you about the time that me and Fred...
Oh, yeah. I tell you what this business really needs.
Goodbye. Go home. Fourier, go home.
Goodbye.
Get out of
here.
All
right, see you.
Hey, I want to talk about the big fight going down.
What fight?
The big fight between you and Tim Neverett. When I get to keep the job. I think he's the favorite. I think he'll pound you down.
Who, me?
Yeah, I think he's going to pound you down. What do you think about that? Baseball players are with you, and you look like a beta male.